We do understand that there is some wargaming going on in Downing Street about the possible outcomes. One outcome that's being considered is that the Supreme Court could essentially send a warning to the government in this case and could say, look, this is not the way to act. In future, the Supreme Court is going to take a tougher stance and essentially give the government a bit of a ticking off, but not necessarily derailing its plans to get Parliament back as things stand on October the 14th. Critics of the government, though, insist it's acted entirely wrongly and anti-democratically. We will hear more over the next day or so from the other side of the argument as well, the legal teams and the lawyers acting on behalf of campaigners who believe that the government has done something unlawful and also against the spirit of Parliament and government.